Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 58. Today we're going to talk about where to find high net worth women with two women who have created an amazing new course called The Art of Acquiring Female Clients. Judy Parody and Paulette Fillion are our guests today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me, where did this idea come from?
Well, it's interesting. In all the discussions Paulette and I've had with financial advisors, the number one question that invariably comes up is, where do I find high net worth women? Give me names. I need names. And, you know, we realize that that's a totally valid question. And as you alluded to it, we cover that in our course, The Art of Acquiring Female Clients. But it puts the cart before the horse. It's one thing to get names, and lots of advisors even know how to get names, but it's one thing to get names. It's quite another to convert them to clients, which, after all, is the point of the whole exercise, right?
Yeah. To give you just an example, we're invited to a small intimate event of 15 women by an excellent financial advisor we know well. And he even knew not to make it about investing, but to make it about life events. And so the event was around life transitions, women who, executives who were changing jobs or separated or had lost a husband. So clearly he understood how to attract high net worth women. The problem he had is he didn't know what to do next. He called us about a month later and said, gee, I didn't open any accounts. What was I doing wrong?
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate. What he was doing wrong is he had the event that women came and went, but he totally missed the opportunity to connect with them on a human level. He didn't understand, and that was because he didn't understand how important it is for women to be connected with someone. So he did nothing, absolutely nothing, to build a relationship. He got up, he spoke, they came, they left.
So with a small group like that, it would have been well worth his while to, you know, chat with each one of them about their families or their businesses or their interests, really almost anything. And, of course, remember the details. There's no point in having a conversation and you don't remember who's associated with what details. It's finding something that they can connect on rather than just ask them to become clients.
Well, give us some more advice on that. What could the advisor have done? How can you take that philosophy of what you were saying right there, which was that connection, and put it into something more workable for somebody like him?
Okay, so in an event like that, where there's only 15 women, he would actually have been much smarter to bring in a transition coach so that he could sit and take notes. He could listen to what the women talked about. He could jot things down. He could follow up later. But the important thing was for him to understand who they were, to know a little bit about them. So if I'm interacting with the transition coach and I say, hey, you know, I'm just retiring, he needs to write that down. He needs to build that as part of his database so he can connect with me at a later date.
And if he wanted to include what he does for a living as part of this conversation, he could have easily made money part of this whole conversation around life transitions and shown the value he offers his own clients at moments like this. And it's not about selling his services, but it's really bringing in the fact that these transitions, when the money's well taken care of, makes it that much easier for the transition to occur. He could have, offered a handout around life transitions or a checklist or a white paper he wrote or a free review of the financial affairs.
Well, it does sound to me like prospecting women, especially in a situation like this, is fundamentally different than prospecting men. Men would already know if that advisor contacts them that there would be an expectation for probably a sale or that they're looking for new clients. I'm hearing you say that this is really, truly a different approach and it should be a different mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a really good point there. Men in events like this go in with an expectation that he's talking to me because he wants me to become a client. Women aren't that ready to accept that. The triggers for women are very different in selecting a financial advisor. It's not about numbers. It's not about performance. They go there with an open mind. They assume the advisor knows what he's doing, but they want to connect on a personal level. And that takes time and patience. And a lot of advisors don't understand how much patience it takes, in fact. What do you think, Paulette?
I mean, it means that advisors have to take the time to get to really know these women that they're prospecting, what they're interested in. But it isn't just connecting with her on something that interests her. Find something that you both are interested in. And that could be, you know, a cultural interest like the theater, but it could also be healthcare or kids or dogs or education, anything. It could even be around career, how developing your own careers in your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, advisors often see this type of interaction as chatting, and they say, I don't have time. I can't waste my time chatting to someone about their backyard or their garden. But again, we can't stress it enough that if you find common ground, what this advisor could have done, if he'd have found common ground with these women, it gives him an opportunity to stay in touch with them at a later date. So if they love literature, then at some point when there's a new book review, he could call and say, hey, did you know there was a new book review? So he's not making a sale. He's calling to develop a relationship.
This just seems like the right way to sell across the board, but we don't have to go there right now, because I love that. What a great touch point that is. You know, hey, there's a book signing down at the local book, because if the advisor did take proper notes in the event, like you were just talking about with those 15 women, they would know that, you know, hey, four or five of these women are in a book club. And, you know, this is a big deal that we're bringing in this author, or even better, that advisor could bring in that author. But I can hear our listening audience gears grinding in their brain right now to ask you the most pivotal question, which is how long and what sort of a sales cycle with this keep in touch philosophy can they expect before they actually close the business?
Well, that's an interesting comment because it's why bother? Why bother prospecting these high net worth women? Why bother? And what you have to remember is that the why bother is to get the client. But it takes women at least 7 touch points before they become clients. Some advisors are astounded by this. They usually give up after about 3 calls. And most of those calls are about, so are you ready to open an account? And then they wonder why they didn't get these women as clients. And that's the reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, often what they do after an event like this, if they don't have something to connect on a personal level, they'll call, their office will call and say, hi, you were at an event for, you know, Mr. Advisor, and were, you know, are you interested in becoming a client? And they're just not ready for that. They are, you know, again, it's just to sort of repeat myself, if you had something to talk to them about, fine, you can continue talking to them, but they're not going to respond to you to say, hey, are you ready to become a client? You have to offer them something. And if it's not a book, you know, signing, as you mentioned, it could be, if it's a woman who's a good speaker, it could be, we'd like you to speak at our next seminar. So whatever it is, it has to be collegial. It has to be friendly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest takeaway is it's not going to happen overnight. But if she's got enough money, she may well be worth building a relationship with. And if you have spent the time getting to know her and getting to understand what's important to her, then when she does need advice, she'll easily think of you, because you've become more of a friend than a salesman.
With that, we are in the business of building relationships. I mean, that's I hear that from financial advisors all the time. You know, Matt, I'm not in the stock trading business. I'm in the relationship business. And you're really talking about the proper way and the proper time frame to build a relationship with somebody so that you don't have to sell them. And I've talked about that on other podcasts with other advisors that it's so much better for them to come in and you don't have to sell because they're already ready to buy because they have that relationship. And I know there's a lot to learn, and we're just scratching the surface on the podcast today. Can we talk a little bit about what you guys do and what you offer and how you can help people not just gain the patience, but gain the understanding and the technique and maybe even, you know, cues or things like that? Because, I mean, this is really what you specialize in.
Okay. Well, when we talk to advisors, we try to tell them this isn't a campaign. It's not a brochure. It's about being female friendly in all aspects of what you do and everything that you project about yourself, whether that's, you know, if I look at your website or when I first meet you or when you follow up with me, give me a reason to want to talk to you the next time and the next time and the next time after that. It's about caring for these women, not just pretending to.
Yeah, you know, you talk about building relationships and how that works across the board, whether it's men or women. The distinction we make is that it takes longer to build a relationship with women, generally speaking. They have to trust you, whereas men are more easily converted to clients. So we've seen situations where, you know, two fellows go out and they introduce one another and they play a game of golf and they're fast buddies. That doesn't tend to happen. And men tend to also concentrate more on or be more likely lean towards someone who's done well. They're, you know, if you talk about your performance, women are turned off by that. So again, to reiterate what Paulette said, it just takes longer. However, the skills that we teach and the advisors we've spoken to will universally tell us that what you're telling me has helped me with my male clients as well. It's helped me learn how to listen. It's helped me learn how to build trust. And yes, maybe a male client converts faster, but they don't all either. So this whole concept of keeping in touch on a human level works whether it's men or women.
Well, tell us a little bit about the course.
Okay, well, the course of acquiring female clients basically outlines the whole process from finding her. And that's the big answer. Get me names. Where do I get names? So we don't go into that in great detail. We talk about developing a relationship. How do you develop a relationship? How do you not look like you're stalking, especially in this day and age? Mm-hmm. And then essentially how to effectively follow up and close the sale, because they're all very distinct steps. So besides all that, because we understand that advisors are really busy people, they don't have time to take notes, we develop 10 cheat sheets that they can take away. They can review it in their car 10 minutes before they go in to see a client. They can review it before they make phone calls. You can. This is all available on the course, and you can get out on the course through strategymarketing.ca.
And you both have worked on a questionnaire that our listeners are going to be able to download too, correct?
Yeah. So it's just a really quick little questionnaire. Most advisors or most men, and you know, not to sort of be prejudicial about it, but will say, oh, no, I know how to deal with women. I'm great with women. But then they do a little questionnaire and they can rate themselves. Some of them truly are great with women, but some of them will find maybe not so much. So there's some hints there for them which way to go.
Fantastic. Well, Judy and Paulette, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Very welcome. It was our pleasure.
All right. So make sure you go to strategymarketing.ca to find out more about the course. And if you have not subscribed to our podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. So every time we come out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. For Kirk Lowe, Judy Parody, and Paulette Fillion, this is Matt Halloran with episode number 58, Where Do I Find High Net Worth Women? And we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.